Speak a good word or remain silent. Speak a good word or remain silent. Speak a good word or remain silent. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, in the previous episode, we went through the excellences of voluntary fast, of nafl fast. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in this episode, we will go through the virtues, the excellences of fasting on specific days. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, this will give us further a mindset of fasting for the sake, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Furthermore, we will also try to listen to few accounts of some pious predecessors radiyallahu ta'ala anhum who fasted for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, by going through their seerah, InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will also develop a mindset of fasting, of keeping nafl, voluntary fast for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. But before continuing, as always, let's listen to the virtue of reciting Durood Sharif of Salah ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, the summary of the hadith mubarakah is that the person who recites Durood Sharif sends salat upon me once. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 mercies upon him. The one who sends salat upon me 10 times, Allah Azza wa Jal showers 100 mercies upon him. And the one who sends salat upon me 100 times, Allah Azza wa Jal inscribes between his both eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and from the fire of hell. And on the day of judgment, he will be kept among martyrs. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, my dear Islamic brothers, there are many benefits, many excellences, many fadail of fasting on various specific days, along with fasting just voluntarily for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we talk about the excellences of fasting, of voluntarily fasting for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, there are specific excellences for fasting on specific days. Let's listen to some of these excellences. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, there are many fadail, many excellences of fasting in Muharram al-Haram, which is the first month of the Islamic calendar, and for fasting on the day of Ashura. Let's listen to the excellences of the fast of Muharram and day of Ashura. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Sayyidul Mursaleen Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, after Ramadan, the fast of Muharram is the greatest, and after obligatory Salah, the night prayer, Salatul Layl, is the greatest. Another hadith mubarakah where Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam has said that every fast of Muharram is equivalent to a whole month of fast. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Majid Islamic brothers, we come to know how virtuous, how blessed it is to fast in the month of Muharram al-Haram. So fasting voluntarily in the month of Haram is even more blessed than any other fast after the fast of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Moving on, Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, Rajabul Murajjab, the beautiful blessed month of Rajabul Murajjab, fasting in this month also holds a lot of virtues, a lot of excellences. Therefore, Hazrat Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the one fasting 3 days, Thursday, Friday and Saturday, in the sacred month will get a reward of many years of worship. So, Rajab al-Murajab is also among the sacred months. So, the one who fasts in Rajab al-Murajab for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, expecting reward from Allah Azza wa Jal, he will be rewarded with the reward of fasting for many, many years. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Qilaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that there is a grand palace in heaven for those who fast in Rajab al-Murajab. A grand palace for those who fast in Rajab al-Murajab. Alhamdulillahi Azza wa Jal, my dear Islami brothers, the palaces of Jannah, the palaces of paradise are beyond our comprehension, are beyond our imagination. A specific grand palace for the one who fasts in the blessed month of Rajab al-Murajab. We shall try our utmost to fast as much as we can in the blessed month of Rajab al-Murajab. Furthermore, when we talk about the excellences of fasting in the blessed month of Rajab al-Murajab, Hazrat Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, there is a day and a night in the month of Rajab. If a person fasts during the day and stands for worship in the night, it will be as if he fasted for 100 years. This night is the 27th of Rajab. This is the day on which the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was given prophethood. So Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we come to know, my dear Islamic brothers, that if we fast on the 27th of Rajab, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will be rewarded as if we fasted for 100 years. Just ask yourself, my dear Islamic brothers, that who amongst us would have fasted for 100 years? But then think, how many Rajab al-Murajab have passed away in our lifetime? How many times did we fast on 27th of Rajab? Because being humans, we always try to invest in such investments where the returns are really high. But why don't we develop this madani mindset in terms of attaining rewards from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal? Why don't we develop this madani mindset that we shall perform such righteous and pious deeds which would give us immense, immense deeds? Over here we come to know that we fast once for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal on 27th of Rajab al-Murajab and we be rewarded for fasting for 100 years. What else do we want? One day of fast and the reward is of 100 years. This is the mercy of our Lord Almighty, Allah Azza wa Jal. May our lives be sacrificed upon the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. And may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, the ability, the mindset to fast abundantly in Rajab al-Murajab and Muharram al-Haram. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Moving forward, fasting in Shawwal al-Mukarram, the month, the blessed Madani month, which comes after Ramadan al-Mubarak. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that the one fasting in Ramadan and then fasting 6 days in Shawwal has been as cleansed from sins as he was born from his mother's stomach today. So my dear Islamic brothers, the person who fasts, of course, we all have to fast in Ramadan al-Mubarak. It is farz upon us. But the one who keeps 6 extra fasts after Ramadan al-Mubarak would be cleansed from sins as he was born today. What else would we want, my dear Islamic brothers? And furthermore, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ayyub radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever fasted in Ramadan and then fasts 6 days in Shawwal al-Mukarram, it is as if he fasted for his entire life. The ocean of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is flowing for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That the one who fasts for Ramadan Sharif, alhamdulillah, we all have to fast in Ramadan Sharif, and makes a bit extra effort in the following month in Shawwal al-Mukarram and keeps 6 more fasts, it would be as if he has fasted for entire life. May Allah ta'ala give us the mindset to fast in Shawwal al-Mukarram as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Moving forward, when we talk about voluntary fast on specific days and their excellences, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, Dhul-Hijjatul Haram is approaching soon. Fortunate Islamic brothers and sisters will be going to perform Hajj, and then will be going to the blessed Rozae Pak, to Medina Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala take us all to the blessed journey of Hajj Mabrur, and then give us all the ability to present ourselves in the blessed court of Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam with utmost dignity, with utmost humbleness, and with utmost reverence, and with tears flowing from our eyes. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. As the month of Dhul-Hijjatul Haram is approaching, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, there are many benefits and excellences in for fasting in the month of Dhul-Hijjatul Haram as well. As it is mentioned in Jami' Tirmizi, volume 2, page 192, hadith number 758, that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah azza wa jal likes to be worshipped during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah more than any other day. The fast of any one of these days is equivalent to a 1 year's fast, and the night salah during any one of these days is equivalent to Laylatul Qadr. Allah, Allah. My dear Islamic brothers, any righteous actions in these 10 days, any righteous action that we perform are the most beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal. Any fast that we keep in any one day of Dhul-Hijjatul Haram is equivalent to 1 year's fast of any other day. Then what exactly are we waiting for, my dear Islamic brothers? Furthermore, my dear Islamic brothers, another hadith mubarakah in Sahih Muslim, page 590, hadith number 196, which has been narrated on the authority of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, I expect Allah azza wa jal that the fast of Arafat, 9th Dhul-Hijjatul Haram, removes the sins of the previous years and the next year. Subhanallah. We can all imagine, my dear Islamic brothers, how our lifestyle is, how our days and nights are being spent. And in the hadith mubarakah, we are being told that the one who fasts, keeps a fast on 9th Dhul-Hijjatul Haram, his sins of the previous year and future year will be forgiven. But one thing to bear in mind over here, my dear Islamic brothers, wherever it is mentioned that the sins will be forgiven, it means gunahi saghira, the minor sins, not the major sins. For major sins, we need to repent sincerely, and if there is any affair which is related to huquq al-ibad, we also need to fulfill that. But whenever there is a mention of sins being forgiven, then it refers to minor sins. This need to be taken into account. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa, Tayyiba Tahira, Zahida Abida, radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, the fast on Arafat, 9th Dhul-Hijjatul Haram, is equivalent to 1,000 fasts. What else do we want? The fast of 9th Dhul-Hijjatul Haram, the fast of Yom Arafat, is equivalent to 1,000 fasts. Allah, Allah. This is a beautiful madani investment forever hereafter. That we keep one fast and we get rewarded for 1,000 fasts. Inshallah Zawajal, in the hereafter, if we are successful in keeping the fast of 9th Zulhijjatul Haram with the intention of pleasing Allah Azza wa Jal, for with the intention that of fasting for the sake, for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, keeping these excellences, these rewards in front of us, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will keep one fast, but in the hereafter, there will be the reward of 1,000 fasts for us. Such a beautiful madani investment, my dear Swami brothers. And wise is the person who invests somewhere where the profit is more. Someone wouldn't invest somewhere where the profit is less. Similarly, we should develop the madani mindset of making madani investment for the trade of business of our hereafter, for the business of our grave, for the business of the day of judgment. Keeping just one fast, my dear Swami brothers, and getting the reward of 1,000 fasts. What else do we want? However, an important ruling for the fortunate brothers and sisters who travel for the blessed journey of Hajj, that this fast is makruh for the one who is in Arafah, in the ground of Arafat, to perform Hajj. As Sayyidina Ibn Khuzaymah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, with the reference of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam forbade Hajj pilgrims, the Hadis, to fast on the day of Arafat, meaning 9th Zulhijjatul Haram in the Arafat ground, in the ground of Arafat. So the ones who go for the blessed journey of Hajj on 9th Zulhijjatul Haram, who are in the ground, in the ground of Arafat, to fast for them, it is makruh. And for other people, they should fast on 9th Zulhijjatul Haram on Yom Arafah to attain these blessings. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Moving forward, fasting on every 13th, 14th and 15th of the Madani month, meaning Islamic month, is also very immensely rewardful, and also a very big mindset is given in various narrations to fast on the 13th, 14th and 15th of every Madani month. These days are also called Ayyamul Bid. Every Islamic brother and sister should fast at least 3 days every Madani, meaning Islamic month, as there are many worldly and religious benefits and advantages of this righteous act. It is best to fast during the Ayyamul Bid, which are the 13th, 14th and 15th of every lunar month. Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman bin Abu As radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that he heard Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, as any one of you have a shield for protection during war, likewise fast is also your shield from hellfire, and 3 fasts every month are the best fasts. So Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us this fast is the best of the shield for you from the hellfire, and 3 fasts every month are the best of the fasts. Furthermore, in Sahih Bukhari, Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that fasting 3 days every month is like fasting for entire life. Subhanallah. There you go, my dear Swami brothers. Fasting for 3 days every month would be as fasting for entire world. This is the beautiful, immense mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, that we fast only for 3 days, 27 days, we can keep away. But fasting only for 3 days, and the reward will be for fasting for entire life. Furthermore, another narration of Musnad Imam Ahmad, where it is stated that the fast of Ramadan and 3 fasts every month remove the corruption of chest. Another Hadith Mubarakah mentioned in Tabarani Sharif, that whoever can fast 3 days every month should do so, because every fast removes 10 sins and cleans the inner cell, and cleans the sinner from sins as water washes clothes. And furthermore, if you want to fast 3 days in a month, so fast on the 13th, 14th and 15th. So we are told the three fasts every month are the best of the actions. So we shall fast for 3 days, and then we are being told that if you want to fast for 3 days, then fast for the on the 13th, 14th and 15th of every Islamic month. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now let's listen to some excellences of fasting on Mondays and Thursdays. On the days of Mondays and Thursdays, what excellences are there for us in fasting on Monday and Thursday? Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, deeds are presented every Monday and Thursday in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So I want that my deeds be presented whilst I'm fasting. Another hadith mubarakah, that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to fast on Monday and Thursday. And Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam was asked the reason for this. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, in these 2 days, Allah Azza wa Jal forgives every Muslim except such two Muslims who have ended relations with each other. He Azza wa Jal orders the angels to leave them until they reconcile. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was asked the reason for fasting on Monday. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, I was born on Monday and this is the day when I received my first wahi, first revelation. My dear Islami brothers, this is alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, a beautiful sunnah. A lot of Ashiqani Rasul, devotees of Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam, fast every Monday in the blessed Madani environment of Dawati Islami. And alhamdulillahi azza wa jal, same mindset is given to us in Madani Inamat, where Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah asks us and gives us the mindset in Madani Inam number 58, that did you observe fast on Monday every week? So my dear Islami brothers, this beautiful fazilat, excellence of fasting on Monday can be attained if we hold firm of Madani Inamat and act upon these Madani Inamat. InshaAllah Azzawajal, we will see a Madani transformation within ourselves. InshaAllah Azzawajal. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Moving forward, let's listen to the excellences of fasting on Wednesday and Thursday. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abdullah Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, if anyone fasts on Wednesday and Thursday, protection from hell is written for him. Allah Allah. And Sayyidina Muslim bin Ubaidullah Qarashi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from his honorable father radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that either he asked Aqa alayhi salatu wasalam himself, or someone else asked that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, shall I fast every day? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam remained silent. He asked again, but Aqa alayhi salam remained silent. When he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked the third time, then Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, who asked about fast? He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied, me, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, verily, your family has a right over you. Have fast in Ramadan and the month next to following it, meaning Shawwal al-Mukarram, and every Wednesday and Thursday. If you do this, it will be as if you have fasted forever. Furthermore, whoever fasted in Ramadan, Shawwal al-Mukarram, on Wednesday and Thursday shall enter paradise. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Furthermore, moving forward, my dear Islami brothers, the virtues, excellences of fasting on Thursday and Friday. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma reports that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever fasted on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, Allah Azza wa Jal shall make such a house for him in paradise that its exterior will be visible from inside and its interior will be visible from outside. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Allah Azza wa Jal will make a palace of pearls, rubies and emeralds for him, the person who fasts on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, and freedom from hell shall be written for him. Furthermore, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says that whoever fasts in these 3 days and then gives charity on Friday, whether it be a little or a lot, then he shall be forgiven for his sins and will be as pure as the day his mother gave birth to him. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So my dear Sami brothers, we can see that the glad tidings of deliverance from the hell, glad tidings of palaces in paradise are being given to us whoever fasts on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. And this is the sole ultimate goal for a believer, for a Muslim, to attain deliverance from hellfire on the day of judgment, to attain paradise. So my dear Sami brothers, we shall try our utmost to fast on as many of these days that we have heard as possible, and we shall try to be steadfast in them, keeping an eye on the reward which there is for us in the hereafter, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Going further ahead, my dear Sami brothers, let's go through the virtues of fasting on the blessed day of Friday. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever fasts on Friday, Allah Azza wa Jal shall grant him the reward of 10 days of the hereafter, of the afterlife, and they are not like the days of this world. My dear Islamic brothers, one day in the afterlife is equivalent to 1,000 years of this world. In other words, the one who fasts on Friday will be given the reward of fasting for 10,000 years. But you should not fast on Friday alone. Instead, you should fast on Thursday or Saturday too. Furthermore, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that whoever prayed Jum'ah Salah, fasts, consoled a sick person, walked with a funeral and witnessed a marriage on Friday, then heaven has become compulsory for him. Furthermore, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever started Friday morning in the state of fasting, consoled a sick person, and walked with a funeral and gave charity all on Friday, then he has made heaven compulsory for him. Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, whoever fasted, consoled a sick person, fed a beggar and walked with a funeral, then he shall have no sins for 40 years. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In regards to following the seerah of our pious predecessors rahimahumullah and other Anbiya Karam alayhim salam, let's look at Sayyidina Dawood ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, that how he alayhi salatu wasalam was fast. Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam used to fast every second day, and therefore fasting in this manner is called the fast of Dawood. This is the best type of fasting. Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, the best fast is that of my brother Dawood alayhi salam. He alayhi salam used to fast one day and not the next, and he alayhi salam never fled from enemy. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam used to fast first 3 days, the middle 3 days, in the last 3 days of the month, and hence he alayhi salatu salam used to be in the state of fasting in the beginning, in the middle and the end of the month. So my dear Sami brothers, in the light of all these ahadith mubarakah, we've gone through the excellences of fasting on various occasions in Muharram al-Haram, Rajab al-Murajab, Shawwal al-Mukarram, Dhul-Hijjah al-Haram Sharif, on Monday, Thursday, Wednesday, on the day of Friday, the fast of Ayyamul Bid, the fasting of 13th, 14th and 15th of every Islamic month, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. So in the light of all these ahadith mubarakat, we shall develop a mindset of fasting as much as we can and earn immense blessings from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for our hereafter. Now let's go through some accounts of our pious predecessors rahimahumullah, that how they fasted, so we can develop a further mindset of fasting for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal voluntarily. Therefore, once during a journey of Hajj, Hajjaj bin Yusuf stopped at a place between Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah and had lunch prepared. He then instructed his guard to bring a guest. When the guard left the tent, he spotted a Bedouin lying down. He woke him up and said, "Come, Hajjaj bin Yusuf is calling you." When the Bedouin came, Hajjaj bin Yusuf said, "Accept my invitation, wash your hands and sit down with me to eat." The Bedouin replied, "Please forgive me. Prior to your invitation, I have already accepted the invitation of someone else that is more generous and gracious than you." Hajjaj bin Yusuf asked, "Whose invitation?" The Bedouin replied, "The invitation of Allah Azza wa Jal, who has invited me to keep a fast, and hence I have had fast." Hajjaj bin Yusuf asked, You have fasted in such scorching heat?" The Bedouin replied, "Yes, in order to save myself from the blazing heat of the judgment day." Hajjaj bin Yusuf said, "Please eat now and make up for the fast tomorrow." The Bedouin immediately replied, "Can you guarantee me that I will be alive until tomorrow?" Hajjaj bin Yusuf replied that, "I'm afraid I cannot." The pious Bedouin said, "I am afraid I cannot eat." And then he went away. May Allah Azza wa Jal shower His mercy upon him, and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us all without accountability for His sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu Taala Alaihi wa Alihi Wasallam. Sallu Alal Habib. Sallallahu Taala Ala Muhammad. Sallallahu Taala Alaihi wa Alihi Wasallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, the pious people of Allah Azza wa Jal aren't afraid or pressurized by the kings or rulers. We have also learned that those people who bear the heat and observe fast will be saved and protected from the intense and frightening heat on the day of judgment, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. A pious person, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, saw Shaitan al-Rajim worriedly standing beside the masjid door and asked, "What's the matter with you?" Shaitan al-Rajim replied, "Look inside." When the pious person looked inside, he, alayhi rahmah, saw that there was a person offering salah and another person sleeping beside the masjid door. Shaitan al-Rajim said that, "I want to enter the masjid to distract the person offering salah by putting evil thoughts in his heart. But the man that is sleeping beside the door is fasting person. When he breathes out, his breath prevents me from entering like a flame of fire." My dear Islamic brothers, in order to be protected from the attacks of Shaitan al-Rajim, fasting is a strong protective shield. Even though the fasting person is asleep, his breath is a sword against Shaitan. We learn that Shaitan al-Rajim is extremely afraid from the fasting person, as Shaitan al-Rajim is captured, chained and imprisoned during Ramadan Sharif. He gets into trouble when he sees a fasting person. So even when we keep voluntary fast, it is a very strong shield to protect ourselves against the satanic whispers. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ghalib Hadani Quddisa Sirruhu Rabbani, the hadith teacher of Sayyidina Imam Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was martyred. After the burial, the soil and the blessed grave smelt of sweet musk. Someone saw him in the dream and asked, "How has Allah Azza wa Jal dealt with you?" He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, "Allah Azza wa Jal forgave me." The dreamer further asked, "Where were you taken?" He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, "Heaven." It was then inquired, "Due to which deed?" He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, "Perfect Iman, Tahajjud and summer fast." Finally, He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was asked, why is the fragrance emitting from your grave? He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, this is the fragrance of my recitation and thirst which I bore in the state of fasting. May Allah azza wa jal shower His mercy upon them and forgive us all without accountability for their sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, in the light of all these ahadith mubarakah and through the seerah of our pious predecessors rahimahumullah, we come to know how virtuous and beneficial it is for us to keep fast abundantly. But the intention behind keeping voluntary fast shall be to please Allah Azza wa Jal, that I am fasting for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and to be safeguarded from the punishments of the hereafter, to attain the deliverance from the hellfire and to attain the ni'mas, the bounties of paradise and of Jannah. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, this through fasting abundantly we will see immense change, a positive change in our worldly affairs. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, the main benefits we will see when we depart from this mortal world and enter into a never-ending and everlasting world of the hereafter. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to fast abundantly for His pleasure, for His sake. And may Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to act upon whatever has been said. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Speak a good word or remain silent. Speak a